Hello, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving and welcome to the Fantasy Consigliere Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Chapin. For this week's episode, it's going to be a bit shorter by mostly focusing on the waiver wire and going through our top 10 overall rankings for this week, which you can find on wolfsports.com. In the number one spot, we have Isaiah Likely. He hasn't paid off yet, but this is the stretch with two games in 3 weeks versus the Bengals that we've been looking forward to. Last week, Cincinnati allowed 7 catches for 115 yards and a touchdown to Hunter Henry, as they continue to be torched by opposing tight ends. So maybe Mark Andrews will do most of the damage on Thursday night, but Likely has big play potential, sees plenty of playing time for Baltimore, and is due to find the end zone with 0 touchdowns so far this season. So I like him as a top 10 play, definite tight end one, and someone who could probably be added in all leagues with a roster ownership under 10%. And again, he'll face the Bengals again in week 15, so we have Likely as our top out of the week. At number 2, Kyle Manungai. He's found the end zone in 3 straight games, and the game before that was when he started in place of DeAndre Swift and had 26 carries for 176 yards. Last week, Swift lost a fumble, and running backs coach Eric Bieniemy was not happy with him on the sideline. So Manungai seemed to have captured the goal line role, and this week versus the Eagles will be tough, but he brings a great combination of standalone appeal and handcuff upside. At number 3, Kareem Hunt. Isaiah Pacheco looks like he'll return on Thanksgiving, but Hunt's coming off a throwback performance with 33 touches for 130 yards and a touchdown to beat the Colts. I'm sure Pacheco will be running angry in his return, but Hunt is probably the preferred option the rest of the way, so he should be a low-end RB2 flex and another option who seemed to have the goal line role locked down. At number 4, Kenneth Gainwell. Last week he had 10 carries for 92 yards and caught all 6 of his targets for 30 yards, and that's after 16 touches for 105 yards and 2 scores 2 weeks ago. So Gainwell's stock is on the rise. This week's a potential shootout versus the Bills. They've been attacked by opposing backs, so Warren might be the preferred play. But Gainwell has enough standalone value to be at least a flex with an underrated combination of floor and upside. At number 5, and this is running back heavy, the waiver wire just looks strong at running back, but we have Jordan Mason 5th. It seemed the Minnesota backfield had been turning to Aaron Jones since his return, but Mason sparked the attack again last week. He had 8 carries for 42 yards, and he's averaged 6.2 yards per carry over the past 3 games. And Mason's another guy who should have the goal line role. So if Max Brosmer can boost the offense this week, if J.J. McCarthy's out, Mason can still pay off, hopefully get a short touchdown, even in a difficult matchup versus Seattle. At number 6, Sean Tucker, who we don't expect the Bucs to go away from, even with Bucky Irving back this week. And that's been a unique situation, so I would say not a guaranteed 100% that Irving will be back. But even if he is, Tampa Bay has said Tucker's earned more work. He's handled double-digit touches in each of the past 4 games and is averaging 4.8 yards per carry in his career. So underrated flex appeal this week versus Arizona, and high handcuff value as someone to invest in for down the stretch, especially if he's dropped after a quiet game versus the Rams, which shouldn't really be held against him considering the state of the entire Bucs offense last week. At number 7, Jacory Kroski-Merritt. He struggled with 3.0 yards per carry and 38 total yards per game and 0 scores since his breakout with 150 yards and 2 total touchdowns against the Chargers, so he's been dropped in quite a few leagues coming off the bye. But the talent shown could be re-unleashed as the Commanders try to get on track, and there are a couple of really good matchups in the fantasy playoffs versus the Giants in Week 15 and the Cowboys in Week 17. At number 8, Parker Washington. We'll see if Brian Thomas Jr. returns this week, but Washington has gone for 13-plus fantasy points in 3 or 4 games since the bye, and he's the clear number 2 for Jacksonville. Last week he had 71 yards and a score, so Washington's an underrated flex option this week against the Titans and the rest of the way. At number 9, Trey Benson. And I should note these rankings can vary based on what you need as a roster, but Benson returned to practice last week, and the lead role should be his whenever he's back. To begin the season, Benson had 6.4 plus fantasy points in every September game while splitting time with James Conner on an Arizona offense that's operated nicely behind Jacoby Brissett and has shown they can play through the running backs. And at number 10, Brian Robinson Jr. Again, the wire suddenly looks loaded, so players like Devin Neal and Mike Evans might be more of a priority. Neal, if you need help this week. Evans, if you're looking ahead to the fantasy playoffs. But for Robinson, he remains the top handcuff in fantasy football and could pay massive dividends with legitimate RB1 potential if Christian McCaffrey ever goes down. Last night against the Panthers, Robinson again ran hard, so if he's available in your league, definitely someone to invest in. And tomorrow's a trade deadline in many leagues, so I'll just mention a couple of names to potentially target. One would be Tyron Tracy. If you're looking ahead to the fantasy playoffs, he faces New England this week and has a bye in week 14. So it could be attainable if whoever rosters him needs help getting into the playoffs. But Tracy will get a great matchup versus Washington in week 15, and he'll take on the Raiders in week 17. So with 23 touches and 130-plus total yards in each of the past two games since Brian Daboll was fired, Tracy is getting severely undervalued as a volume-based RB2, and the talent is also underrated, so someone to acquire if you're looking ahead to December. And at quarterback, I'd look to acquire Bo Nix if possible. This week, he should be a borderline top 5 option versus Washington in a primetime showcase for him. In Week 14, I expect the Broncos will be much better in a rematch versus the Raiders. Week 15 could be tough versus Green Bay, but it comes at home, so Nick should be a QB1 there. And then Week 16, a great matchup versus Jacksonville, again at home, with the Jags being better attacked through the air than on the ground. And Week 17, a rematch versus Kansas City on Christmas night. So I think a clear top 10 option the rest of the way, and someone who might not be viewed as such based on a misplaced narrative about his game. So that will conclude this episode. You can find our full rankings and analysis on wolfsports.com. And if you're a Fantasy Consigliere member, feel free to reach out with any questions you might have. Until next time, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for listening. I'm Dylan Chapin, and this was the Fantasy Consigliere Podcast.